Recently, we took a short 2-hour road trip to Valley Forge Historical National Park. My daughter, Elizabeth, and took my 7-year-old grandson. I really wanted him to go with us. I've been wanting to take him out with us doing a few different things, hiking, and apparently his mom prepared him that we were going to be hiking, so he had his pump. And we're going to be hiking. I did think about hiking in that park, but it was the first time I'd been there, and this is the first national park that we were ever going to be at. I had been planning this trip with my daughter for a while. It's still 2 years behind us getting to Niagara Falls, but yeah. So then I said, before it gets too cold, let's go. So we went. Get him up early, he comes in, and you know, he has a little bag, and he said he has $7 that his mother told him that he has, and he's sitting in the back. And before we go, we're already prepping, so we had to run and get some ice. I didn't pick up the night before. So we went out to Walmart next to where they live, and then we got the ice after we picked them up. But inside the car, we had some cereal, and we had some milk, and we had some lunch meat to have for lunch. And I took our little pocket rocket out. I think it's an MSR. I forgot what the brand name is. And I had the frying pan inside the car, so we would stop somewhere and we'd cook up some dinner. I had really planned on spending a whole day out on the road. And so made some rice the night before, put some vegetables and stuff in it, and that's what we were going to cook. Unfortunately, we never really had a spot where we could pull over to the side and cook the food. So we ended up stopping somewhere and buying some food. But I digress. So I'm thinking, you know, at 7, this is going to be pretty boring for him. But I still wanted to expose him to things. You know, when we're little, you know, our parents usually take us on places and we experience things. I remember being on a vacation and I was on a horse. I was terrified of a horse. And I think the horse's name was Penny. But here I am as a grown adult, and I still remember that experience of being with that horse. I remember the experience of waking up. Can't really remember where my mother was. I don't know where my sister was. I'm sure she was there because we all went together. But having some young people come knock on the door and wake us up and bring us down to breakfast. Later years, I learned that we were at some sort of resort, some vacation spot, and all the staff there were African, were black. And so they worked during the summer, and so they were there with us. I didn't realize that, and it really didn't matter. I saw chickens and other things, and so I was exposed to a bit of farm life, where you had the little farm animals, and you had the horse, and it didn't really matter much to me then. I was a little scared of the horse. The little chickens were kind of cool. They had a giant pool that we went in, and I nearly drowned, if I remember correctly. But the exposure was something that I remembered. And I thought, when I got older and I started having children, is that I want to expose them to things like this. I want them to experience a vacation. I want them to experience life outside of the city and where they're normally at. So he's sitting in the back, and we leave the home and we drive around just a few blocks down, and we go to Walmart, and I fill up the thing with ice. He's standing in the back, see me pull out the knife off my pocket and slice the bag and drop the ice inside the thing, and the clinging and the popping. And then we get him inside and asked him if he wanted to eat a cereal now, but he didn't want milk. I said, okay. So he ate his cereal, and we're sitting in the parking lot, milk in the bowl, munching back, and he falls asleep. So when we're done, we start driving. We make our way there. He doesn't wake up. We get to the place, we get out, we start walking. I didn't realize how much we had to walk, but we took a driving tour because it's the first time I've been there. And our first national park. We drive, and I downloaded this app, so we're listening to all the different things about where we're driving to. And so that was the first thing we did, was we went into the gift shop, and he had some pencils and some coins. I brought a map. I didn't buy the map. I brought a map for my daughter about a month ago. And so we got a passport that we can get stamped at all the national parks. And so he's sitting in the back of the car playing with his pencils. And so we're driving about listening to things, because one of the things I did was I purchased the audio tour. So we're driving. He's playing with his pencils. And every once in a while, we get out to explore the area that it's talking about. And then we had this part where you could read about the stuff. And so I had him read. I really didn't realize that at 7 how well he could read. So I was kind of shocked, gotta tell you that. But then we walked and we drove and we walked and we drove. We got back into the car. Is it time to go home yet? Because he wanted to go home. I guess it's a long day for him, right? And getting it back in my mind, I'm thinking, this is pretty boring for him. So we finally get back into the car, and then we drive. I cannot remember where we stopped to eat, but that's not important for today. We drive, and he falls asleep again. I think my daughter dozed off. For you drivers, if your passengers can sleep when you're driving, you're doing a good job. We wake up, he goes home, and then we go home. Later, my daughter texts me and thanked me for taking him, and he said that he had fun. Isn't that interesting? Now, I don't know which part for him was fun. Probably getting the pencils and, you know, maybe walking around, because he did get a chance to touch a cannon and do some other things. On the way there, I had a thought. But on the way back is when that thought was more solid in my mind. And getting that text was the thing that put a period at the end of that sentence of my thought. It was never about the destination. That road trip was always about the journey, getting to the place that we wanted to go to. But the best parts were really the journey. I think sometimes we forget that a lot. We forget that it's not always about the destination, the place that you're planning, but the journey in getting there, what you learn, what you experience. And when it comes to road tripping, when it comes to going camping or your overland camping or any of these sort of things, or when you're going hiking or when you're doing, it's never really about that thing. It's the journey to getting there, and what do you learn? So what about you? Today, what are you learning? Don't focus on so much of that thing you want to get to. You know, where you point your car. Worry about the journey. Because that's the fun part. It's not always about the destination. And that is your wisdom for today.